to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Monday, April 14th, 2025. What the... You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. A brand new biblical question. What the... I can tell you how I came up with this, I think. So lately, I've been hearing a lot of people, well, not a lot, but people come to me with the discussion about the first temple of God. And apparently, and I didn't notice, that the Allahu Akbar people, the Muslims, and then the Jewish people, they're at odds about who built the first temple, why, and what religion did it. Something like that. I'm not sure. And I'm wondering, what was the first temple that God built? I've come to realize, which I didn't know, because growing up in Alabama, I wasn't thinking about these things. I wasn't thinking about what religion hated, what religion, and why wars were happening, and that they happened over religion and power and money. It's just about that most of the time. I wasn't thinking about those things. What the? I grew up reading, going to church. Their first Sunday of the month, because we only had church at my church. In Alabama, period, most churches only had services once a month. At Nero, my church, it was the first Sunday of the month. At Mount Zion Baptist Church, it was either the second or the third Sunday of the month. And over at the other church, you know, they would have their service. So if you wanted to go to church, there were different churches, but they didn't have church every Sunday. What's up? And so I just grew up reading the Bible and reading a little bit, I did. I would read about these places in the Bible that was in Israel and the Middle East and places like that. And I was fascinated by it, just hearing about them, right, or reading about them. And then when I came to California and started Bond and all that, there was an opportunity for me to go to Israel. And then going to Israel, they said you're going to see a lot of the locations that you read about in the Bible. Some of the places we could not see because Allahu Akbar people would not let us in. Israel had given it over to them, so we couldn't get in. What's up? But anyway, a lot of the Bible we did see. And so I was just fascinated by the history of my country. You know what I mean? And I went into hating the Jews, hating the whites, hating the Allahu Akbar people, or anyone. I just liked the fact that I had read about it in the Bible, and there was a possibility of seeing the things that you read about in the Bible. I heard that over there where they killed Saddam Hussein. What country was that? Saddam Hussein lived there? Iraq. Thank you. And that a lot of interesting location over there too, that's in the Bible. But because of the dislike for one another, and I guess you can't go see them. Oh, man, huh? Human nature. But anyway, brand new biblical question. Brand new. Brand new. What was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? What was it? So we're showing it to you up there. I guess. Interesting, though. That's the brand new biblical question. That's the brand new biblical question. And so it just made me think, what was the first temple God made? That's my biblical question. And we dealt with the last week biblical question at yesterday's fellowship. You can podcast it if you were not there or you didn't watch it live yesterday. You can podcast. It was amazing. Just bring your home, flap your mama fellowship. If you didn't get anything from yesterday's fellowship, you didn't want to. It was just all you were there for show. And to try to criticize, you just didn't want it. Because it was like, even comment tell vous doesn't explain it. Comment tell vous. Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. And we dealt with that. I do want to say that you, all people double-minded until they start to work on themselves. And eventually, they will become single-minded. You do not want to be a double-minded person. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. And I never understood that growing up. I didn't understand the depths of what that meant until recently. A double-minded person is unstable in all his or her ways. We used to not have to say her because we knew his applied to her as well. That's when America had common sense. But a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. And if you really pay attention to yourself, you're going to see you're unstable in everything. You don't know what you want to do. You say yes to this and then no, and then you make up your mind, you change your mind, then you're uncertain, then you're afraid, then you don't know, and then you're this, and then you're blah, blah, blah. You're double-minded. You want to be single-minded. And you can be single-minded. You really can. But anyway, check it out at RebuildingTheMan.com/fellowship. If you're running around this morning, doing whatever you're doing, you try to figure out how you're going to impeach Trump. And then you made up this thing, oh, well, when the stock market crashed, I mean, when the stock market rose the other day and Trump, it was for Trump folks, the rich people, to get money. And we need to impeach him. And when they ask, well, where's your evidence? Trump announced before the stock market is going to go up. Don't sell. And then the Democrats tried it. They were trading, inside trading. Where to prove? They have none. Zero. They have none. And they deviate from the question. So if you're out there trying to figure out how to impeach Trump, or you're out there trying to blow up the governor's mansion over there in Philadelphia somewhere, or if you're taking your children to a public school this morning, making lunch, peanut butter sandwich, and you about to drop your kids off at public school because you don't love them. You don't want to stay home and raise no children. What the? You want to be recognized. So sacrifice your children, whatever you're doing. Or you're running across the border, Or you across, you've been sent to El Salvador and you're an illegal alien, and then the court in America trying to bring you back, even though you're an illegal alien and we have a right to deport you no matter what. You could be listening to the show. Or you're just plain old working out. You could, anywhere in the world, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And if you don't know, you're about to find out that every Monday hasn't always been, but it is now. And it will always be. We take all calls, but we take the females' calls as soon as they call in. But every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Female Monday, 888-7753-773. Check out yesterday's fellowship. All of the fellowship, really, but they seem to be getting better. I mean, I don't know if they're better, but they're becoming more enlightening. Blah, blah, blah. I want to encourage you, men and women, to stay with it. It's so interesting to me. Discovering, overcoming, it's the most interesting thing that I've ever experienced on this side of heaven. There's nothing more important than that and fun. And the more you want, the more you get. And the more you get, the more you want. Can't get enough of your love, babe. No, no. It's the more you get, the more you want. Because you can't believe how you used to see things. I couldn't see. So the more I get, the more I want. And the more I get, the more I want. Time to get more. Really. And the men and women, I think, is this the third Thursday coming up? Is that for sure?
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Third Thursday.
This Thursday is the women's forum. Third Thursday. And I love the women's forum because these ladies are serious, and they come from everywhere, and they are serious about working on themselves. So they come to fellowship, they learn, they deal with stuff, and it's amazing. And the men's forum, too, are amazing. So stay with it because you will. You are having a breakthrough, and it will get better. You'll see more and more. But it feels like it won't because the spirit of evil will tell you, oh, it's too hard. It's a waste of time. Oh, my God, I thought I was there, and I'm not. And it tells you everything. So the ladies' forum this Thursday, ladies, well, ladies only, at 7 p.m. It's the third Thursday of the month. The one thing I did not see growing up, and I did not see until I had started to see over the last 36 years, and it's becoming so clear. I don't even know what to say. It just how how are you going to see if you don't know you can't see? You know what I mean? And the more you see, the more you want. More light you get, the more you're going to want. I promise you that if you really want it, you will want it, and you will get it if you want it, because you welcome the truth. And once the truth is welcomed back into you, because the kingdom of heaven is inside, it will never leave you. The truth will never leave you, and it works for you 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. All right, same old love. It will work for you, and it ain't nothing like what you can even imagine. Matter of fact, it's opposite of everything you imagine. Amazing, huh? One other quick thing. I find it so interesting that every human being can live a whole lifetime. A whole lifetime. It's like the black said, I gave her a whole car. What, you going to give her half a car or something? What the? A whole car. Speaking of cars, don't you think it's, I won't say that. I won't say right now. I'll mention about cars later. But I think it's interesting that we live on Earth, all around the world. We all live on Earth. And most, 99.9% of human beings, even I for a long time, did not see that something else was controlling me and influencing me and causing me to think and do the things that I didn't want to do and prevented me from doing the right things. I didn't know that there was, I knew that so wrong, but I didn't know that I was literally being controlled by something else. And I say that, look at the hell around you. Look at the hell around you. There's no heaven around you at all, including your own life if you're not working on yourself. There's no heaven around you anywhere. It's nothing but hell, conflict, fighting, jealousy, envy, strife, gossiping, revenge is all over the place nowadays. Why? I've never seen revenge so prevalent. It's just in the front of everything right now, it seems. Destruction, unhappiness, it's just every, and yet most people don't see it. They don't see it. They think it's normal. Oh, well. Hell is right here on earth coming through human beings. And it's amazing. And yet most people can't see it. Hell is everywhere. And there are a few people, men and women, who are waking up because they can admit, and it's the hardest thing, admission you ever had to make. The hardest admission a human being will ever make, man or woman, is to admit that they are evil. They say, oh, yeah, I have a little anger, but they don't know anger is evil. Anger is hatred. The heart, talk about confessing your sin. Oh, they'll confess their little vices. Oh, I'm a slut maker. I'm going to video and look at this and look at that. And, oh, I beat my wife or beat my husband. They admit to the little thing, but they ain't going to admit they're evil. And until you can admit you're evil, you will not see paradise. You won't see it. You're living your hell. You can admit, confess all your little vices until the cow come home. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. And you can judge yourself and others on vices until you're black and blue in the face. Ain't nothing going to change. Not for the good. But when you can admit you're evil, and you are evil, you can bank on that one. There's no good in human nature. Only God is good. That's not just a fancy saying. But it's a mess on this planet. Hell is right here inside of human beings. And they, what do you call that word, Nick, when you put out there what's in you?
Projecting.
Project. They project their hell onto the world. Do you know? And then I got to bring this one soundbite and your phone call. Do you know? This is going to shock you. Get ready. Buckle up. Get ready. Did you know that your greatest enemy, your number one enemies, are inside your own family? Your own flesh and blood. Your greatest enemies are inside your own families. Think about that. And you always hear people say, family first. Oh, it's a family. And that's my blood. I ain't turning on my blood. I got to help my blood. Why you won't just block your family memories since you know now what they're like? Because that's my family. That's my sister. I've always said that men and women think differently. Even the men who have the mother mindset, they still, in many ways, think different than a woman. Yesterday, I deliberately asked all the women, well, not all, but some of the women at the fellowship, when a young lady would try to determine, should I tell my sister? She told her sister something, a secret, and blah, 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 went out. She's like, should I just tell my sister I'm not talking to her anymore? I said, yeah. And if she continued, block her. Oh, no, I can't block her. That's my sister. And I went around the room and asked most of the women first. She was saying, the young lady is working on herself, for sure. But she was saying, that would be cruel or something like that. I mean, I know exactly what she said, but to block your sister. I'm like, no, block your sister. And so I asked all the women, is it cruel? What's the word cruel in it? Do you remember?
Cruel, you said?
Yeah, to block your sister.
Is it extreme?
Extreme.
They were saying it was extreme.
Yeah. The ladies were saying, it's extreme to block your sister. That's my sister. So I asked the ladies, is it extreme to block your sister? Once you tell her, I don't want to talk to you anymore, and she keep calling, should you block her? And most of the ladies, except for one or two, said, no, it's not extreme. No, I'm sorry. Most of the ladies said, yeah, it's extreme. That's a sister. Except for one or two. And then when I asked the guys, all the guys, maybe one or two kind of hem and haw a little bit, but all the guys said, yeah, block her. It's not extreme. It's not extreme. So I wanted to show that men and women tend to think, that men and women do think differently. And there were one or two ladies who said, oh, block her. But your greatest enemy is in your own family. Everybody, not just one family, but every family. Your enemy is inside your own family. You have them out there, too. But the family you think you can trust and you tend to think, family is my family. Christ came to divide you from the family because Christ knew that your enemy is in your family. What do you think about that, Nick?
The enemy's in your family?
Yeah. Your enemy is inside your own family.
No, it's true.
Had you ever thought about that like that?
Yeah, I have a bit. But I have an extreme family.
Everybody does. Everybody has an extreme family. And the enemy is in the family. Family members do not love one another at all. Zero. Think about your family. Look how bad things are. Look what has happened already. And that's why you're supposed to get away from mama, get away from daddy, get away from brother, get away from sister, get away from children, adult, get away. Those are your enemies. And you're trying to make it work, and it's never going to work. And so if you can see the hell in you and start to overcome, you're going to see the hell around you and in this world. And that everybody is being controlled by evil, and they don't know it. A few people are starting to wake up, and they see it. And as I learn more and more, down through history of mankind, there have always been one or two people who knew that there was something else going on, and they knew it was happening in them, and they were able to overcome the mind. They were able to overcome the anger of their heart and overcome the mind. I want to show you an example of evil on earth. Just a quick one. Example of evil on earth. This is from Fox News. There is a 45-foot statue of a nude woman. It's the newest and tallest residence of San Francisco. It's some plaza up there. I don't know what that is. Let me go ask. I'll be right back. What? What was that plaza? Why are you waiting so long to tell me? What? What? Oh. So is that this plaza up there in San Francisco? This is evil on earth. This is just one example. The artwork titled Our Evolution was meant to represent strength and compassion. Why is this from Fox News?
Yeah, a lot of people out here. She's standing tall and proud, towering over locals and tourists alike, a testament to what the artist tells me is female strength. She's a 45-foot tall sculpture of a naked woman at Embarcadero Plaza in San Francisco. The artist, Marco Cochran of Petaluma, says the statue symbolizes feminine strength, presence, and liberation. 16 internal motors allow her chest to move, and at night, she glows. The statue is made of 55,000 welds and was originally supposed to be at Union Square, but that location was scrapped because the statue is too heavy for the square's tiles. Cochran built her on Treasure Island and used cranes to help lift her into place. The art's called Revolution and stands at the foot of Market Street across from the Ferry Building. In the hours before its official unveiling, we saw tourists, locals, and looky-loos all taking a look. We spoke to Cochran and some women at the plaza to get their reaction.
Just not doing anything, just being present, just breathing. And I think it's a really powerful thing for someone to be able to just be. It's possible for women's bodies to not be sexy. We have a tendency to always sexualize them.
Female excellence. Woman power. Girl power. Go, ladies. You're really representing yourselves. I'm proud of you. You're so strong. Is she white or black?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out if she had good hair or not.
I know. I was trying to look at that hair, too, but it looked like maybe a little Indian hair. I don't know. Maybe she's all color except white.
It was all short.
Another new clip with response from the local resident, hoping the statue will draw more foot traffic and boost the economy. Watch this from NBC Bay Area.
I thought we could play it, honestly, but we're right on it.
Oh, okay. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back with that. Women power, women excellence. Celebrating the female. Women, you're so strong. I'm so proud of you. I don't know which I like best. Black excellent or female excellent? 888, what y'all think about this, ladies? 888-775-3773. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Amazing. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. And James Hake is on fire. He is taller than that statue they just built. He's on fire. He white. The guy with the good hair. And then Joel Friday TV. Oh, my God. And today is Grace and Mercy, both of them, on Joel Friday TV. Today is Grace and Mercy, Monday for him, right? Yeah, I think I got the right day. Grace and Mercy. You don't want to miss it. And you'll get two for the price of one. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 12, the American Anchor, baby. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. At 12 noon, energy everywhere. Just energy. Donald Trump and the anchor baby rule the energy. They have it. At 12 noon Pacific time. So I want to know, ladies, men, and women, which statue you prefer? George Floyd? Oh, Lord, not George. Or this one right here. Here's another news clip with a response from a local resident, hoping the statue will draw more foot traffic and boost the economy. Watch this.
For an hour a day, her chest simulates breathing, and at night, she's illuminated. She was unveiled in a free community event before hundreds of onlookers just outside the ferry building.
And when we came out of the ferry building, off the ferry, we walked through the center door directly into the clock tower. My breath caught in my throat. She's standing between the buildings. It was beautiful.
You can dance. You can just stand here and look at the statue, or we can just make new friends.
She was built on Treasure Island by Petaluma artist Marco Cochran and first debuted at Burning Man in 2015.
When we first talked, think about let's bring goddess energy into the world.
And as for who's paying for it, it's sponsored and funded by the Sobrandi Foundation and will stay here for the next 6 months to a year.
Music, people, art, that's what cities are supposed to be about, and that's what we need to bring back.
The city, which is trying to revive activity downtown after pandemic lulls, is hoping this art draws more foot traffic and boosts the economy.
It's coming up, but it's not back yet, so we need more things like this, yeah.
Woe unto the man or the woman who called good evil, evil good. And the women complain that their bodies are always something. That everybody use their body as something, sexualized or whatever. But all they ever do is, wasn't it?
Objectify?
Yeah, objectify their body. All they ever do is objectify their own body. Whatever that means. Either you want to be objectified or you don't. If that ain't objectified, I don't know what's going to objectify you. George Floyd statue or that statue? Oh, Lord, not George, Lord. Hell on earth is right here. And it's everywhere. It's in the air, is everywhere. The way human beings treat one another, the things that human beings do to themselves and then to others, because the way they treat themselves is what they are doing to others. Really? It started with you first. What you put out, 100% come back on you. As you're trying to objectify somebody, you're being objectified, whatever that means. As you're hating, you're being hated. You're burning. As you're gossiping, you're being gossiped about. And you're burning on the inside. Really? One last quick thing for now. I hear that they, I thought it was like a commercial or maybe a movie or something that was in the making. Evidently, from CBS News, they're sending some women to outer space somewhere. I don't know if this is real or not. I think it's a joke. I'm pretty sure it's a joke because it has no meaning. It's either an advanced advertisement for a movie or a joke like the statue there in San Francisco. I'm not sure which one it is, but I don't believe it's real. But I want to show it to you anyway. It's Female Monday. They apparently said they were sending women into outer space. That's me. I think, what are they going to do up there? Talk about their monthly cycles? How to make that work? I don't know. I'm just wondering. But I think it's a joke. Did you see about this, Nick?
I did.
Is it a joke or is it real?
I don't think it's a joke.
Well, you know, what's the purpose?
So you got to have... You got to have an all-female crew in space. You just got to.
Why?
Except it's not an all-female crew. I think, isn't it? So it's six females.
It's in a makeup advertisement or something?
Actually. Yeah.
Or is it a Bible study class? A female Bible study class?
In space. Keep it up there. You can have it in space.
This is from CBS. Gail King. Lauren Sanchez. And four of the women will blast off into space Monday for 11 minutes trip into space. Watch this from CBS News.
Tomorrow, CBS Mornings co-host Gail King will be making history, traveling in an all-woman crew into space. Mark Strassman has a preview.
In Blue Origin's training capsule, CBS's Gail King got a sense of tomorrow's thrill ride, a trip 62 miles straight up to the edge of space.
And I realize this is so much bigger than just a fun trip. Mm-hmm. What it represents to young women, to girls, mm-hmm. what they're trying to do on space in terms of, you know, looking at the planet in another way.
Space tourism, civilian astronauts took off 4 years ago. Three space companies, Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic, and SpaceX, have rocketed more than 120 people into space, including billionaire Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin's founder, in 2021.
Did this moment motivate you to push deeper into the cosmos?
Hell yes. We have to build a road to space. This suborbital tourism mission is about practicing.
What are we doing? We're going to space. Are we going to space?
Bezos's fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, put together Monday's all-female crew. Six accomplished women, including King, pop star Katy Perry, two scientists, and a filmmaker. Their 11-minute round-trip adventure will include roughly 3 minutes of weightlessness, floating in the capsule, looking out a window onto the world below.
Y'all can leave. Is it a joke?
No, I'm somewhat familiar now. See, it's not like the actual, like, you go out to space, you put out the space. Like, they're going to the edge of the atmosphere. And so it is cool. Like, you're going pretty darn far. Like, really far. But you just kind of go up. You just kind of go up and you come back down.
Oh, it's like going, like being at Magic Mountain and getting on one of those tall rides and you go up and come back down like that.
More like that, but way more expensive and could be more well, a lot more dangerous, but you know, some rich people did this trip on Blue Origin. I forget who it was, but they didn't give it this like air of importance and like
so
we're doing something so important.
Jeff Bezos' girl making him do this.
I'm thinking it's a little bit of a vanity project.
Yeah. Is it? It may be a joke. Lee Gail King up there, by the way. Gail King, whatever name it is.
Yeah, the people they picked.
Yeah, horrible. But I think it's a joke. But.
And they are promoting the space tourism thing, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I bet you what is happening, and I'm saving my money so I can be on one of those spaceships and go up there buy some land. I believe. But they shouldn't be taking some blacks on the ship with them. Jeff Freed, you trying to find another place to live, white people. You can't be landing the black people. No. What the? Wait until you get there, establish the land, and then you sell it all, and then you have control. So I'm going to buy me some land up there in space before the white people make it too expensive. And then... Because I ain't going to stay here if the white people ain't going to. I think that's what they're secretly doing. Figuring out a way how to go live somewhere else. And so this thing about sending these women up there, it's just getting the attention that there's some land out there. What? Amazing, huh? 888-7753. So it's just a little thing, no meaning. Chase, a first-time caller out of Texas. Chase, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Chase.
Okay, so hold on a second. Let me close the show.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I went up to Austin. I have a niece that lives up there. She is a niece of I have a half-sister from my dad. And she does a lot of drugs. She actually introduced me to a lot of girls in Austin. She helped me get hooked up with some people. So she's been involved with someone... A black guy, of course, and
she white?
Drug.
Is she white?
Yeah, she's white. She's okay. White. She's sleeping on my couch. She's sleeping on my couch right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm protecting her, and I'm serious. This is not a joke, man. I'm not calling to tell you this, troll or whatever I do in your chat, man. I'm dead ass serious. I'm serious.
You said whatever you do in my chat.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I screw off in your chat a lot. I do it in a lot of people's chats. It's fun. So anyway, she's sleeping on the couch, and I'm kind of protecting her. She's coming off some drugs. I am too, but brought her back here because I'm kind of sick of seeing her do this to herself. And then someone did, you know, someone kind of got on her last night and had to put him in his place. And some people scared. And I said, look, I'm not gonna let you treat my niece like this. I'm gonna bring her up here. She's going to stay at the house for a minute.
How old is she?
Get her sober. 24.
Okay. And how old are you?
37.
Okay. Hold on, chat. Tell chat that whatever he's drinking and carrying on, to get it first, and then I'll come back to him. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jason out of Minnesota. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hold on, Jason. Tell these people to be ready. I'll come back to you, Jason, all that noise and stuff. Let me go to Harold, a first-time caller out of Washington, D.C. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well.
Wonderful. So early in the show, you talked a little bit about how there's a bit of history in Iraq and how it's unfortunate that we can't travel there because of the war and all that stuff. But this weekend, I actually was scrolling through the internet and I saw some celebrations in another war-torn area, specifically Palestine, where they were celebrating Palm Sunday. And it reminded me of the if palm that you show on your show, because
you said they were celebrating what?
Palm Sunday.
Oh, is that this weekend? This weekend, right?
Yeah, it was the 13th.
Yesterday. Okay, Friday.
Right.
Okay.
And it was amazing to me because the building, like I had to ask people questions because the building that they were celebrating it in was actually bombed. And so I was asking, well, how can they celebrate it if the building was bombed? And they said, oh, no, part of the building was bombed. And I said, isn't there a war going on? Why are they celebrating Palm Sunday? And they said, well, you know, that's the strength of these people's faith. So when I saw that, it was like, man, these people really have that spirit, that attitude where it doesn't matter what happens to them. They're still going to praise the Lord. They're still going to be Christian. And they're still going to celebrate the holidays as if nothing was happening. And I wanted to know, like, if you saw that and what you think about how, I mean, Christians like us who are in the West were so fortunate, what we should take from a lesson like that.
Well, number one, I didn't see it. This is my first time hearing of it. But it doesn't take strength to celebrate and act out rituals of things. That doesn't take strength at all. As a matter of fact, it's a strength when you don't participate in that kind of stuff.
God, so what would you say?
It's all just for show. It's an act.
Okay. So what would you say for people who continue to act out their faith in that respect?
Is that they are lost, because if you had true faith, there's nothing to act out. And so when you act out faith, whatever that means, all you're doing is acting. You're an actor on a stage, but you have no meaning.
Okay. So maybe I'm using the wrong words, but what I'm saying is the way that you go about your life, you know, you're in the midst of war, things are happening, and you don't let that affect you. That's more or less what I'm getting to.
I don't know what you mean, though.
So they're in the middle of a war, correct?
Yeah, between Israel and Palestine, right?
Right.
Okay.
And instead of living in fear, they are still participating in the holidays, the festivities, and the celebration of their Christian faith as if there were no war. So even in the face of adversity, they're still celebrating Christianity.
And that means what to you?
Well, when I see something like that, it shows me that when you have faith, like you say, anything can be happening in the world. You could have hell around you.
Right.
But the inner peace that you have will allow you to continue to live and have that stillness within you.
So you're saying that the Christian, according to you, in Palestine are celebrating Palm Sunday in spite of there being a war happening there, right?
That's correct.
I didn't even know they had Christians in Palestine.
Yeah, they do. The church that was bombed was actually one of the oldest churches in the world today. It's the St. Pophias Church. And that's the church where I thought, you know, there was no church for them to even celebrate in. But no, I was told by people who are currently there and people who, you know, are closer to the situation than I am.
Right.
That no, they can actually still celebrate and worship because there are parts of the church that were still kept, even though it was bombed.
Yeah, well, it's all fake, because I remember many times this has happened in my country. I remember when they had the attack on the buildings in New York. Remember when all the Wabba people blew up the building in New York? And what?
9/11, right?
Yeah, 9/11. Everybody came together and they cried and they held hands and they carried on. And as soon as that moment passed, they went back to hating one another. they prayed to God and they boo-hoo, and they were saying, this brought us together. Those type of acts does not bring people together at all. It's just a phony emotional reaction. That's all it is. And as soon as the Palm Sunday day passed, they go back to Haiti and fighting one another. It's just that. It has no meaning.
And it, interesting.
And it definitely has nothing to do with God. And it's not a sign of strength or a sign of love.
Really?
Yeah. It's just an act. It's a thrill.
Okay.
And so so they celebrate the Palm Sunday. Like, look at us. We so strong. They tearing down our building. They burning. They killing us. But we're celebrating Palm Sunday. And people applaud. And they feel good. And the thrill is over. It's just a thrill. It has no meaning.
Very interesting.
Thank you, buddy.
Wait, can I ask one more question?
Yes.
I'll actually answer the biblical question.
Are you a... No. They got the wrong one here. What the... What's the biblical question there?
What was the first...
They got last week's biblical question here.
What was the first temple that God made?
What was the first... Is this a setup or what? What was the first temple that God made?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve was the first temple?
Yeah, because...
And so if Adam and Eve was the first temple, why are the Jews and the Palestinians fighting over... Of course, I don't know if this is true or not, but what the people are talking about. Why are they fighting over a temple?
Why are they fighting over a temple?
Yeah, because they are telling me that Palestine, or not Palestine, but the Muslim people made the first temple, but the Christians are saying they made the first temple. They're fighting over Adam and Eve?
No, so the first temple is actually, like, Jesus came to earth and he said that, you know ye not that ye are the temple of God, within whom which the Spirit of God dwells. And so the people who are fighting over, you know, the third temple, to this temple, to that temple, they fundamentally don't have an understanding of what the reality of the situation is. And that's why they're fighting, because they think that having a physical temple that is life and death is fundamental to their religion and their belief. But in reality, God dwells within us. And so the first people he ever created are the first temples.
And so they're fighting over Adam and Eve. Thank you, Harold.
Well, Adam and
Eve. Thank you, Harold. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I got to take a break. I appreciate that, though, man. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right. The hate news right now, folks. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. What the... What a mess! Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
C-103.
some UBI, universal basic income propaganda for you. There were 122 Germans who got so-called UBI in this study. And there's war in the Ukraine, even on Palm Sunday from Russia. It's horrible. And the Pennsylvania governor's mansion got arsonated or set on fire. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, April 14th, 2025 AD, or AD 2025 if you want to be picky about it. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats, tons of Super Chats to get to since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday today. So stay tuned. You can call in every so often, okay, just in case a line opens up. But it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, a new study out of Germany offers supposedly additional insight, claimed Commie Nonsense Network, into a universal basic income programs. Researchers gave 122 people a check for $1,365 every month for 3 years. Talk about some rich researchers, huh? Participants were allowed to spend the money in any way they wanted. Did access to this no-strings-attached cash make them lazier? They're Germans. On the contrary, they continue to work 40 hours a week. That's not that much. In addition, more participants had the financial security to change jobs or obtain an education, which supposedly, according to Commie Nonsense Network, gave them greater satisfaction in their supposed work. What a mess, huh? Commies. Anyway, Ukraine. A Russian airstrike on a city in northeastern Ukraine was the deadliest attack of the conflict this year. At least 34 people, including 2 children, died on Palm Sunday yesterday. That's the week before Easter. This Sunday is going to be Easter, okay? By the way, there's a women's forum on Thursday, ladies. Third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. But over there in this city where a bunch of people died, almost 36 ballistic missiles ripped through the busy center of Sumy, S-U-M-Y, as residents were attending church services. At least 117 others were wounded and 20 buildings damaged during the assault. Ukrainian president, who's not a Christian, by the way, Volodymyr Zelensky, at least I don't believe he is, called for a strong response from the world. He asked for to that attack, which came just 2 days after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration official, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss ending the war in the Ukraine. Keith Kellogg, the U.S. special envoy to Ukraine and Russia, said the attack crosses any line of decency, so claims he. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the airstrikes as horrifying. I think that's accurate. And our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said he was told that Russia made a mistake. It was a mistake. What a mess, huh? A costly one. And that Pennsylvania arson. Police have arrested a suspect in connection with an arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg, PA. Over the weekend, someone jumped the iron fence surrounding the property, forcibly entered the building, and set it on fire before fleeing. The building, as in the house, the mansion. As the Pennsylvania State Police were searching for the arsonist, troopers woke up Governor Josh Shapiro around 2 a.m. so that he, his wife, and their 4 children, 2 dogs, and another family could be evacuated. Although no one was injured, parts of the building were devastated by the blaze. Motive for the attack not yet known. Police arrested Cody Ballmer, age 38, of Harrisburg, about 12 hours later. Man, what a mess, huh? How was he able to do that? Dauphin County DA District Attorney said he plans to charge Ballmer with attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault against an enumerated person. What a mess. On Saturday night, the first night of Passover, he was in there having dinner. I'm James Hake. Mm-hmm.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week. What was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? Interesting question. I've learned a lot about this question. So I just wanted to hear what y'all think about it. Y'all are smarter than I am. What the? If you're running around busy and doing whatever that you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can, but you can podcast or whatever, but you can still be listening. And we are going to get you a super chat here in a minute. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's his second hour of the show on Monday. And Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Absolutely. A world full of lies. Absolutely. You got to unlearn all that you've been taught. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to the busy phones here. Let me go back to, I believe it was Chase, a first-time call out of Texas. Chase, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, what do you want me to say?
Oh, you don't have anything to say?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you. 888-7753, so what? I thought, I didn't realize Chase was done. I thought I had put him on hold for a minute or something. I don't know. Jason, let me try Jason again out of Minnesota. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? I got a quick question.
Okay.
All right, so you know how yesterday you was talking about blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
Jason, hold on a minute. Let Jason know there's too much noise in the background. It sounds like he at work or something. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Marco. Hopefully this will work. Marco's out of New Hampshire. Marco, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well, Marcos.
Great. So
I've been doing the silent prayer, right?
Uh-huh.
And I keep running into the same issue. And I've had this issue before. It's happening again. So the issue is, I realize I'm trying to rest. It feels like I'm wrestling with my awareness to try to force it into being aware with the head and the face and the arms. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it feels like it's not the right way. I know it's not the right way because when I do it right, it don't feel like there's any effort.
So why not do it right? Because you're right about that.
My first instinct is to keep forcing it. And I keep going back and forth.
But why go with the instinct when you know the right way to do it? Why do you keep fighting with going back and forth? Why don't you just do it right?
It's a good point. And
no, that was a question.
Yeah. My answer to that would be that I guess I don't trust that that's always going to work all the time. And I don't know why that would be, because when it happens, it happens, right? Maybe I think, you know what? This is bringing me to a deeper point, which is that one, typically I find that I don't trust what I know, and I do things and it don't make sense because I'm acting like I don't already know. But then also that I feel like I have like an addiction to force, to using, like, getting my way with force. That's got to be the answer, yeah.
And so what you do, now that you understand it, when the temptation comes by way of thought, when the temptation comes to try to force it and all that, just notice it. Don't try to not force it, and don't try to force it. It's enough to see that you're trying to force it, and it will change itself. It really will change. And then just relax and watch the thoughts in the way you're watching a movie. And when you're tempted, because that's what it is, a temptation, to try to force it, just see that you've been tempted and don't call it you because it's not you. And eventually that will disappear. You will never have to be concerned about it again.
Okay. So it's a temptation.
Yeah, it's enough to just see it and don't do anything about it. Because if you see it and then you try to stop it, all you're doing is giving it life.
Right. That makes sense. Another thing, ever since forgiving the mother and my mother and my little brother so far are the siblings that reached out. I haven't responded to them. I don't plan on responding to them. But periodically, it pops up in my mind, like, is this right to just cold turkey, like, stop talking to them? What do you think?
And what made you stop talking to them?
My mom built a sibling army, and she started telling them about everything.
Oh,
I see. Leaking the conversations that me and her were having. She built a sibling army, and then.
Oh no! Well, you've been doing the right thing. Your enemies are in your families. Your mother will build an army. Your brother will build an army. Unless they were working on themselves, they will build an army against you. And if that has happened, you're doing the right thing by staying away from them. You got to stay away from evil in your imagination and evil inside of it. I know we got to work with people. We got to work with people. But be aware that anyone that has anger is evil and that they're subject to snap at any moment. You cannot trust an angry person. It doesn't matter how they smile and what they do. And so, no, you let it go. Just don't be angry at them. They cannot see.
Okay.
And if it's popping up in your head, oh, did I do the right thing? All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then the last thing would be to develop on that. I've been feeling great. I really have. And I would say one of my finishing touch on this whole process in my life.
Yeah.
The finishing touch is going to be me as a man walking my own path confidently without looking at other men such as yourself for the answers. Like, I want to provide my own answers. And I feel like I've always had this temptation to seek other men's answers, even though I may already know the answer myself. I'm just not trusting.
I promise you that will happen naturally, because what's going to happen, if you stay with this and you stay with it and you stay with it, eventually you're going to overcome the illusionary self, the false self. You're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings and all that crap. You will overcome that, and the real you will come forth. You will remember who you really are, and you're going to see that the real you already know the truth. The real you is one with God. The real you have no questions about life. The real you have no doubt, no worries, no insecurity. The real you is at perfect peace. The real you is without sin. Your real you have never done anything in your whole life wrong or right. The real you is at perfect peace. And all your questions will be given unto you when you return to the real you. And that will happen. That will happen. That will happen if you, when you overcome the false self. It's right. The false self that is lost and evil and without answers. But the real you have all the answers, and you're found. You just don't know it because you forgot about the real you.
Yeah, I like that.
So be patient.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. That's it?
Yes.
All right. Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me try. There's a line open. Let me try Jason one more time.
Hello?
Hey, Jason, you're on the air.
I got a quick question, Jesse. How you doing?
All this well.
So yesterday's church, you was talking about, you said, not blaspheme the Holy Spirit, but grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Let me ask. So
which is the same thing.
Yeah, there's this song. I ain't gonna name the song or the artist, but in the song, is a lyric that say, "The Holy, I ain't gonna lie, the Holy Ghost, he ain't saving people, so I ain't at church every Sunday trying to pray for people." And I have, unconsciously, I've like rapped that song before. Is that an example, or am I in my head?
I wouldn't be rapping that particular song if I were you.
So you're saying I have done that?
So what does it say?
The Holy Ghost, I ain't gonna lie, the Holy Ghost, he ain't saving people, so I ain't at church every Sunday trying to pray for people.
And unconsciously in the past, I have rapped that song.
Oh. And when you rapped it, did you believe it?
No, I didn't. Oh, it was just unconscious.
Yeah, as long as it's just a song with no meaning, that's fine. You're fine. I wouldn't rap it, though, but don't let Satan tell you, oh, my God, you rapped that song, now you believe it and all that. Let that pass and don't worry about it.
All right. And say, I understand what you're saying, but, like, say if I was into the song. Like, I don't believe that, but, like, if I, at the time I was rapping, I was into it. What would you think that would mean?
And what do you mean by into it?
Like, even when I was rapping it at the time, I kind of felt every time that part would come on, I would not say it when I was conscious of it. But when I was unconscious, I would, like, slip. I was like, and I remember one time I rapped, I'm like, even before church yesterday, I was like, damn, I probably shouldn't have said that. But it was just like, I was unconscious when I said it. I was just rapping the song.
Here's what I highly recommend. Don't make it a big deal. Don't believe anything the thoughts are telling you about it, and you're fine. Because a thought's going to make you believe by telling you, oh, you were unconscious, so you believed it, and you wrapped it. Now you're in trouble and all that crap. All thoughts are all lies all the time. God is not going to hold that against you, believe me. So don't make a big deal of it at all.
All right. What exactly do it mean when he say, if you grieve the Holy Spirit, it's an unfree, like, is that a state of being?
No, what it was is that in those times, the Christ was healing people, and the Pharisees, the preacher of the time, the Jewish rabbis and things, they were accusing Christ of being of the devil, and they were saying that the devil was healing people and not God. And by saying that God wasn't doing, they were calling God evil, and they were saying that God was doing the works of evil. And that's what he mean by that. You can't, Satan does not heal people. He does not, only God can do good. And so they were calling Christ evil. They were saying right. He and Satan were working together, and it wasn't. And that's how they were grieving the Holy Spirit. By calling God, because God was working through Christ. God said, you can say what you want about my son. You can say what you want about the moon. You can say what you want about anything else. But when you accuse me of being evil, that I'm working with the devil, it's a different story.
Because things have been changing for me. I can see, and things have been getting better.
Yeah.
But it's like yesterday, I got in my head, and it kind of. Made me think.
I want you to know, I want you to remember this. Anytime you feel pain, whether it's so-called good pain or bad pain, or fear or doubt or worry or anything, just know it's not true. It's an illusion. And you're being influenced by evil. It's not even happening to you. It's happening to the force you. So Satan is playing on your mind right now. Let it pass. It has no meaning.
All right.
It's just a thought. It's not true.
All right. I appreciate it.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it possible to be cut off from God, even if you don't want to be?
The way you can be cut off, the primary way that all human beings are cut off from God is that they have anger, and they don't know that anger is hate, is evil. And anyone that has anger, play God. And anyone that plays God, you play God when you're trying to make decisions for yourself and others, when you're trying to control yourself and others, when you think you know what you want and all that. You're separated from God. But when you don't have the anger, you cannot be separated from God. You're one with the Father.
So if you're working on yourself, there is no way you could be cut off?
No.
Okay.
And so when the thoughts come and the emotions come, whether whatever emotion, just know it's not real. don't identify with it, and you're fine. You're going to see you're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're none of those things at all. It's all evil. But it's not you.
I appreciate it.
So let that thought go about you rap that song, all right? It was just a song.
All right.
Don't believe it.
All right, I appreciate it.
It's not from God, I promise you, and it's not from you. It's from the deceiver, and he wants you to think it was you so he can trip you up.
Yeah, I felt that too. Because I was doing fine until yesterday. I'm like, damn. And that came to my head. I'm like, damn, I did. Back in the day, I was rapping that. Sometimes I still listen to that song. But I don't. Like, when that part come, when I'm conscious of it, I don't say it. But I just don't. Like, even back then, I'm like, damn, I probably shouldn't, like, rap that.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be cursing on the radio either.
I mean, not damn. I didn't mean to say damn, but it's like, but you, I probably shouldn't have rapped that. Like, even though it's just words, but it's like, I shouldn't play like that.
I did. I've done that with songs. So I remember there's this song called I'm Still Alive, But I'm Barely Breathing. I pray to a God that I do believe in. But the song goes, I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. I pray to a God that I don't believe in. I got time, but she got freedom. And I changed the word from don't believe to do believe. Because my mind tried to tell me, oh, if you say don't believe, then you're not going to believe. So I changed the word to do believe. So I know how the devil's playing on your mind, but it's not real.
All right.
Just know it's not real. I promise you that, all right?
All right. I appreciate it, Jesse.
Yeah. And you stay with it, Jason. Stay with it. You're doing fine. But let that thought pass. Relax in it. If it's stuck right now, relax in it. Feel the pain. Do nothing about it. And it'll be taken away from you. It's not you.
All right. Yep, I just been relaxing in it. I ain't been trying to go away from it. It's just,
yeah.
As soon as I woke up this morning, that's the first thing that came to my head.
Yes. That's how Satan does. He couldn't wait for you to wake up to tell you, oh, you said that song. Now you grieve the Holy Spirit. It's just not true at all.
All right. I appreciate it. That was all I wanted to know.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right.
You too.
888-775-3773. Super chat.
Anthony on Cash App gave a couple of Cash App donations saying, drinking H2O all day causes swelling of the brain. Brain cells swell, affects how it works, dilutes the blood.
Deep. Thank you.
There's some anti-water propaganda for
Thank
you, guys.
You, buddy. I believe it. Amazing.
Andrew bought a coffee, White Wednesday, Black Friday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
And we got to get all the races in there, that's for sure. And we're working on it. But there's only 5 days in a week for the radio show. But I'm looking at some days where we have, you know how we have country and western? I don't know if we have to do all 3 hour country and western. Maybe we can get a Jew day in there or something. And then a white day and Manhood Wednesday, the first 2 hours. We're working on it. We love everybody, so we're trying to work with everyone if possible. Thank you.
Natalie bought 5 coffees the other day when talking about the National Weather Service not translating announcements anymore.
Right.
Jesse went into a song, It's Nobody's Business If I Don't Learn English. And I can't get it out of my head. I love it. Cracked me up so hard, I can't wait for Joelle Friday to turn it into a new hit single. JLP is the GOAT.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. What the? Thank you.
A very generous 10 coffees from Kevin 211211. Happy Black Friday, Jesse and the gang. This was on Friday.
Okay.
Helping you because you helped me. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. I absolutely appreciate that, man. I love the fact you're helping without me having to ask. Common sense, you know what? I've been helped. Let me help Jesse help others. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, Hake hates ants. A-N, ant emoji.
What?
Hake hates ants.
Like the little insect thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, actually.
But when do you see them? I never see ants anymore.
You don't go outside enough.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
You go to the gym.
Whatever.
Indo Wars says Tony's Donut Money.
Huh?
Tony's Donut Money says Indo Wars.
Thank you. Amazing.
Paola says Happy Black Friday. Black old man emoji.
Thank you. Every Friday, for those who don't know, is Black Friday, where we take all call, but we're working with the black suit because the black, not all, because so many of the blacks come to the meetings now and I counsel with them. They show up for the men and women forums. But I want the blacks to know I love them too. And the same way to become free for whites and everyone else is the same for the blacks. They got to drop the anger. They got to forgive their mothers and return to their fathers. It has nothing to do with anything else. Amazing. Thank you.
GA on X live stream said, apples are perfect for hydration, full of electrolytes, particularly potassium.
Well, they say one apple a day keep the doctor away.
That's right.
And I hear that you should have, it doesn't hurt to eat an apple every morning.
Nice.
But some people say, well, it does hurt because it's too sweet. So I don't know.
Compared to what?
No.
Depends how hungry you are.
There you go.
Someone bought a coffee. What I took from the water discussion was that there is an evident lack of youthful enthusiasm for rebelling against consumer culture or engaging in intellectual curiosity about it in general. If you're only consuming mass-made goods and ideas, poster child for corporations, government propaganda, lacking individualism and creativity.
Check out the discussion we had yesterday at the fellowship about water. It was interesting. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out.
Question the norm, he says.
Thank you.
Cesar, three coffees. Morning, Jesse. I have a question regarding forgiving my mother. I understand and see what I've to forgive her for, but I don't feel like I have any resentment towards her. Is that a problem?
If you see what you need to forgive her for, that is the sign of resentment. What the? That is a problem. But if you could see it for yourself, quickly go and forgive, and you'll be fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Cesar.
Yeah.
Justin bought a coffee. Jesse, I checked the local news this morning. Right away, the story with a picture of a black man. The headline says, man punches nurse in the face after she put a thermometer in his mouth too hard. I was like, what the? Black folks need to take a chill pill. At least he's getting charged with a felony.
The one thing I really want to encourage the blacks, they got to drop the anger. It's anger, anger. And blacks have been encouraged to be angry since the Civil Rights Movement. It had nothing to do with slavery. It had everything to do with that. So to the blacks, men and women, become an individual, drop the anger. If not, you're going to end up like this woman on X. I want you to watch this video of this woman who crashed in an 18-wheeler. She crashed with an 18-wheeler, then got upset when no one stopped to help. Watch this from X.
I just got into a car accident with an 18-wheeler. Literally, my car went underneath the 18-wheeler. I literally was just praying to God, and I made it with my son. And just, like, made sure that I relaxed. And I've been here for about 8 minutes. Not one car has stopped to make sure I was okay. People have the nerve just to be driving on the emergency lane to get around me.
People have the nerve. Is this an ad for video points or is this real? What?
Both.
You think it's real and it's an ad?
Yes.
Because why would she go on video and say something stupid like that and people won't stop to help her? Oh, let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you all for your super chat. We'll finish when I come back. And your phone calls.
has been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. A quick reminder, I think I told y'all this story that a listener wrote me a letter and he talked about how he had dropped his anger and started to work on himself. And after working on himself, he signed up with GoCo. And this was way back in November. He signed up with GoCo. His investment have increased by plus 14%. And he received his 10% instant bonus silver. See, that could have happened for y'all who has not done this. Gold going through the roof. Have you noticed that? But no. Some of you are like, well, let me think about it. And see what happens when you ponder. And he has received his 10% instant bonus silver, and that's a plus 24% increase in a few months. That's amazing. What the? So I recommend you learn more about it. GoCo, go to jessielovesgold.com, jessielovesgold.com, or 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Hurry up. There's gold in them there heels. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Okay, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Danielle out of Washington. Danielle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Danielle.
How are you?
Amazing.
Good to hear. Hey, I have a question.
Are you on a speaker or something? You know,
is that any better?
Are you on a Bluetooth or a speaker or what?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
You laid the phone down and went outside?
No.
Okay. That's better. Go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to thank you. I've listened to you for about a year, and especially your perspective about evil spirits working in us and working in others and how evil women are. We're terrible. Oh.
Did you know that you were evil before you heard me say women are evil?
No.
And why do you know that you were evil?
Oh, that's a good question. I focused a lot on what everybody else was doing and how it was making me feel.
Yeah.
And because, I don't know, I'm 53 and I haven't got the worst of the brainwashing, but definitely I think, you know, the difference in our culture, how it's been pushed that women need to go out there and compete with men, and that having children is, you know, a weakness or a burden, or just the arrogance and the ego and the exalting of women. And it's funny because the devil is the great deceiver, and there's so many things we're seeing happening right in front of us that we realize, wow, this is some pretty deep deception going on. But the biggest one, I think, is women, because the devil's pretty much been acting for women.
Yes, absolutely. It's the greatest kept secret.
Yes, that's like the biggest one, I think. It's the most eye-opening. But as far as evil spirits, that's the real deal, watching that under that perspective. It makes sense. This is kind of related to that, and I hope it's not too cheesy a question, but because I know that's the real deal, and there are things that give the evil spirits or Satan a foothold, that gentleman talked to you about music, and you know, I don't walk around paranoid about this stuff, but I have a little more background about it, you know, things like horoscopes, fortune tellers, seeking that kind of stuff. But my question, because I heard it now a couple times from good men of God I respect like you, that I listen to that are old school and talk about demonology a little more. And okay. My question is about yoga. It's about yoga. And I heard pretty clearly that people say to stay far away from that because the it's rooted in sort of a dark place, you know, and that doesn't come from God, even though it's so popular now and it's really become part of our culture. And I just have this cheesy little 90s video I do that I really like because I'm old and it helps me stretch. And I wonder what you thought about that and what the lines are there.
I want you to know that yoga exercise itself is very good. They show you how to stretch and whatever, right? And what you're doing is working the body from inside out. And that is an amazing exercise. But when they stop at the end, or maybe they even do it before they start the exercise itself, because I don't understand what they be saying when they be doing that, whatever stuff.
Right.
I don't do that part. I haven't done yoga in a while, but I used to do yoga a lot. I have a friend who is a yoga guru, and I used to do yoga a lot. I'm telling you, the exercise is amazing. When you're done with the yoga, especially when you're doing it in a hot room, a room that's heated up and everything, it really works your body from inside out. Now, as far as that stuff they do when they hold hands and they put their hands together and they go to Amla or whatever they say, I don't know about that. I've never done that because I didn't understand it. I don't know if it's good or bad, right or wrong. I sit there quietly, but I never do that stuff, that part.
Okay. Yep.
But the exercise itself, I highly recommend it.
All right. Good. Yeah. I know that when people get really into it and they're in a group setting, which I never am.
Right.
And if, say, if you want to become a yogi, you get really deep into that. I would think that's maybe an area I wouldn't go into. But I think if I'm just doing like a video from the 90s in my living room, I just I don't want to open up any portals.
No, don't worry about that. Don't. If you're not... Okay. Because if you don't understand what that little hum thing they do in the end, just don't do that part. But the exercise itself, I highly recommend it.
All right, good. I waited this morning to do it before I could ask you first. All right. Well, hey, you're the best. Just love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. All right, Daniel.
You guys have a good day.
And you stay with it. You work on. Don't stop working on you, okay?
I won't. Well, you know, you've helped me a lot this last year. Forgiving my mom was huge. That's changed everything.
Right on. Well, you stay with it. Danielle, I'm a living witness. This is not what somebody told me or whatever, right? If you stay with it, the real you will appear. This fake you, your thoughts, your emotions, your fears, your anxiety, depression, suicide, whatever, anger and feeling good, all that stuff will, it's so crazy how that will disappear, and you're going to see that you have been living under an illusion all your life, ever since your mother traumatized you. You will see that you were living an illusion. You have not been living your life. It's going to blow your mind, but it'll be amazing, all right?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's crazy that false identities were a big thing, and now I see them, you know, and kind of understand that and just watch them. And I'm a lot more aware.
Yes, and that's what you want.
In the moment.
Oh, that's what you want, awareness.
Yeah, in the moment. And been amazing.
Amazing. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
I will. Thank you. You all have a good day.
You too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Punchy.
Hey, Charles. My homeboy.
Oh, yeah. Homeboy. Good to hear your voice. Always a pleasure.
Right on,
always
man.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to come in on the fellowship on yesterday. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Like you covered everything. You covered everything, didn't you? Started out this morning, went all the way back down to Mount Nebo.
Amazing. Charles and I grew up in the same area. I didn't know him down in Alabama, but he went to Russell County High School. I went to Rebecca Comer High School. I lived in Barber County. He lived in Russia County. And guess what else? I started dating this girl, Ruthie, when I was 15. And Charles ended up marrying one of her sisters. I'm like, what the? Annie.
Yeah. Annie. Yeah, she called me last week. Addressing. She called me last week. Her heart was heavy. She called me on last week. She said that Ruthie passed away on Wednesday. Yeah.
Ruthie died?
Yeah. She died on Wednesday last week. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
my first girlfriend is dead?
Yeah, she's gone on the glory. Ann said she talked to her. She had an episode, and she went in the hospital. I think her sugar went down and her pressure went down, and she kind of blanked out. And they took her in. She was at the hospital. So she talked to her twice in the hospital. You know, she was getting better, said she was getting better, and then the next day she got worried that she had passed away.
So my first girlfriend, the very first girlfriend at 15 is now dead. Thanks for telling me that on the air. I can cry. On the air.
Yeah.
You want me to cry on the air, Charles? What the?
I didn't want to call you on the air, but I meant to call you.
So last week you told me her sister, Bay Carol, died.
Yeah, Bay Carol died.
Bay Carol died. And now Ruth is dead. My girlfriend, my first girlfriend, 15. Well, may her soul rest in peace. I'm not about to cry, but may her soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Do you know her? Do you know her brother, Wilbo?
Yeah, Wilbo's still in Florida. The rest of those still.
Oh, Wilbo's still living.
Yeah, Wilbo living, Joe living.
Okay. So, James, did you know I had a girlfriend that had a brother? His name was Wilbo.
Wilbo.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for letting me know about Ruth. And may her soul rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace. All right. She's a tad punchy. She's going to call you punchy.
Right.
I said, Punchy got his own copy now. He got his own copy. Yeah.
Punchy got his own copy.
I don't know if I would have met you or came in contact with you without. She told me, she said, Googling, Jesse Lee Peterson, Googling. I said, yeah, I know Isaiah Peterson, but I didn't know Jesse. And,
amazing.
I enjoy talking to you. I mean, we lived in East Chicago for a minute. Yeah, you was over there. Most of all of those are Russell County. Day.
Yeah.
A lot of
Russell County and Barber County people moved up to Indiana after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, they were there in the Calumet Day.
Yeah. Sure did. What the? Wow.
Man, they be partying like all our dogs.
I know. Black people know how to party, that's for sure. Yeah, we may not know how to take a spaceship to the moon, but we know how to party once we get there.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, Charles, thank you for letting me know about Ruthie, and may her soul rest in peace.
Okay, Jesse.
And Charles, stay with working on yourself. Stay with it. Stay with it, man. You haven't seen anything. It gets better, all right?
Okay, I appreciate it. Good. I will. Calling Pat every day. All right.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
Can you imagine having a brother named Wilbo?
It's a nice name.
Yeah. His real name is Will Henry. But His nickname is Wilbo. Wilbo.
I don't know how to spell it.
Super chat. Super
chat.
Super chat.
Aaron G on YouTube asks, is it normal to behave differently when in public versus private, or is that deceitful?
It's deceitful. You should be the real you would be the same all the time, no matter where you are, what you're doing, and who you're with. Everything else is evil. It's fake. Be you at all times. Be you works better than anything else. Oh, Joel, is this the Charles that know my family too? Oh, no, it's not. That's not the Charles, Joel. He's from Alabama. This is not the Charles, you know. Yeah, this is a different Charles. Nice. No, be you. The problem is nobody is themselves because they don't remember who they are. They don't know what that means to be yourself. They know that they don't know who they are. A lot of people say, I don't know who I am. And so they put on different acts according to the environment. At their work, they have one personality. At play, they have another person. Go to a party, a different personality. They go to speak to the president, a different personality. Be you, and you don't know who that is yet, you will come to know and it will blow your mind. Nice question. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Aaron G. Simsation bought a coffee. Oh, Lord. Man, that's funny.
Oh, Lord. Not George, Lord. What the?
Barry asks on Cash App, what's wrong with the blacks? Love you, Jesse.
Thank you. The anger. And I'm trying to encourage black people to drop that anger because you're being used. You've been lied to. Drop the anger. Just drop it. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus on that guy complaining about the bulletproof glass at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Imitating that guy saying, you can't even talk to these people. Thank you, man. But he talked to them.
Yeah, we played this song by last week where a guy was mad because Dunkin' Donuts had glass window there to protect themselves from him or people like him. And he was ticked. What the? Amazing. Thank you. So, James, you think that woman that was crying on the freeway because she ran into a truck and nobody helped her, you think that's an act for the YouTube?
Yeah, if you're on TikTok and putting out a video about it, you want attention.
Yeah, because why would you be...
But I think she did get in a real crash.
Right. It looked like it was a real accident, it looked like. Mm-hmm. But why would she go on YouTube and cry about it, all made up, pushing her hair back?
May as well get some type of attention.
So it was part act and part real, it seems.
It was 100% act and 100% real.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Pink bought a coffee, just writing to have my comment read out loud.
Loud!
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Seems like it was Black Thursday yesterday. I heard more black interrupting from Tony and Maze than I have in a long time. What's wrong with the blacks' conversation skills?
You know what? Good question. I was just telling Hate this morning that I remember, and I totally remember this, when English speaking, and you're probably not referring to this, but I remember when English was so important to white people and black school teachers. And I remember that if we spoke improper English, which I do all the time now, it's a little better. It used to be worse. Hate traumatized me by correcting me all the time. Hate used to correct me so much I wanted to beat him. Like, shut the hell up. But English used to be important. Now it's not as important, it seems, because I hear a lot of white people not speaking proper English now.
It's
like
catching.
They have become like what they hate. They're taking on the image of people who do not speak proper English. Am I right?
Yeah, it is contagious.
Yeah.
Because blacks and Hispanics, they're so stylish with their bad English.
And so white people rather be stylish than proper?
Yep.
Or right?
It's terrible.
Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts about our coffee. I have a memorable dream worthy of waking up to Black Friday. I dreamed all night about running from the police. Guess I just have to wait till July to get that first class night of sleep.
July is White History Month. Get ready, White History Month in July. Our eighth year, I believe, coming up in July.
Probably
July
ninth.
Just feel white. It may be the ninth year.
Not sure.
The time goes by so fast. Thank you.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. The older I get, the more I understand.
Amazing.
This stuff that happened in the past. I don't want to say this. Eli Jaw. Why are there so many black women? Oh, why are so many black women so fat with hair nets and stuff? Asks Elijah.
Because they have given, not only have they given the black women permission to be angry and out of control, they've told them being fat is good. I guess they want everybody to die of a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they've given black women permission to be fat, and it's disgusting. But okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elijah. Shout out to the top contributors on Friday on the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Noah's Ark, Kansas, Groovy Monkey, Misty, and the rest, as always. Thank you kindly. Pastor Chatelet gifted
thank you. I appreciate it.
Subscriptions to JLP over on Rumble. Very nice.
Thank you, Pastor. You got to know how to rumble.
S-O-B-C-K-T says, my grandmother always sleeps with a jar of water by her bedside. She is 102 years old.
Well, that's different. That's fine.
Nice.
Amazing. A long time. 102. What the? Let me stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Robert. First time call out of Alabama. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yes. I want to just comment on that there statue you showed.
Up in San Francisco?
Right.
Yes.
Did I understand they built that on the Treasure Island?
No. Oh, they did? Yeah, Treasure Island, I'm told.
I thought they were looking for gold and stuff on Treasure Island. Is that right?
Apparently they were looking for her.
What I'm talking about. They were looking for the wrong treasure. Well, I just want to touch in, too, about schooling on black folks.
Yes.
Listen, the school I went to, we had about 27 black and rest white. And from our first grade to 12th grade, we had one school. And I'm going to say that every black person that's in that school went to college. They became doctors. One's a lawyer. They become nurses. Every one of them became something at this school.
Yeah.
Kinston, Alabama. I was so proud of all of us.
I know that when they went to the black school, white school, some of them did better as far as careers and things like that because apparently, I guess, in the inner cities, they were not teaching the blacks. But when I was growing up, they used to educate the black. Everybody in my class, maybe except for one or two people, they became doctors and school teachers, lawyers, and they have businesses, you know, different ones. They
yeah.
did very well.
And
I went to all black school.
Really?
Yeah.
And coaches, they become coaches.
Yeah.
I'm proud of all of them.
Right
and
on.
I love all of them. All of them love me.
Thank you, Robert. I got to take a break. I appreciate it, buddy. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. 888-775-3773. Thank you, Robert. Hate news, not the fake news.
I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
You know, that judge trying to force Trump to bring or try to bring back that illegal alien whom they call a Maryland man. I'm shaking my head. Bring him back from El Salvador where he belongs. And they're trying to stop illegals from getting Social Security. Because illegals are getting Social Security. They call them immigrants, though. Self-deport? Perhaps. That helicopter that crashed over, what was it, the Hudson River or whatever, last week? It was a black pilot, an ex-Navy SEAL. Rest in peace. And a fan stole a baseball from a player's baseball glove yesterday. Nice. And there's some pro-vax, anti-Trump propaganda. Somebody blaming our greatest president and RFK Jr. over the measles outbreak. What a mess. Maybe they should be blaming themselves if they blame anybody. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, April 14th, AD 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, though, just in case a line opens up. And also, make sure you just call in right as you hear a caller wrapping up with JLP for a chance to get on hold, to get through, to get on air with JLP. We will get to the rest of your Super Chats after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the third hour coming up. After that, the Hake Report, and then Joelle Friday TV, and then American Anchor Baby, and then I do believe Punchy TV, an episode coming out today, 2 p.m. Pacific time, a nice premiere for you guys. Sweet. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports a federal so-called judge last week, as you know, probably ordered U.S. officials to, quote, take all available steps to facilitate, unquote, the return of a Maryland man, I shake my head, illegal alien, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. They call it mistaken. In court filings Sunday, the Trump administration insists they are not required to work with officials in El Salvador to secure the release of Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, who was deported on March 15th, by the way, being held in the notorious CECOT mega prison, or famous, they should call it, not necessarily notorious, even though a so-called immigration judge barred his deportation way back in 2019. Think of it, judges enabling illegal aliens to come over here and stay over concerns about his safety in his supposedly native country. The federal courts have no authority to direct the executive branch to conduct foreign relations in a particular way or engage in a foreign sovereign with a foreign sovereign in a given manner, the DOJ attorneys wrote. The Trump administration has previously conceded in court this supposedly that the father of three illegal alien was deported due to an administrative error, so they claim. And Social Security, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, usually it's a joke of a department, but maybe they're doing something good for a change, requested that Social Security Administration add the names of more than 6,000 living immigrants, probably illegals, to their database of dead Americans. The move, first reported in the New York Slimes, aims to cut off their ability to work legally in the United States and receive benefits or access credit and bank accounts that require an active Social Security number. DHS official told Commie Nonsense the Trump administration hopes that by adding these names to the Social Security Death Master file, which DOJ leaders have since renamed to the Ineligible file, nice, the illegals, they call them immigrants, will decide to self-deport. Greg Pierce oversaw the IT staff at the Social Security Administration. He pushed back on the move, saying he was escorted out of the building. Nice. The Washington Compost said if they can, contrary to the law and every regulation, without any due process, mark people inside Social Security Administration's database dead who legally entered the United States and were legally required to be issued a work Social Security number, they can do that to anybody, supposedly. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley stated. So I wonder if these were overstayed visa illegals or what? I don't know. The tour company whose sightseeing helicopter crashed into the Hudson River off New Jersey coast shoreline last week, they've shut down operations. And it was that black chopper pilot also died. I'm James Hake. We'll be right back.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. What the? Already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week. What was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? So far, I don't think a lot of people know, because I'm getting kind of the same answer. And I could be, maybe that is the answer. But I'm just saying, I'm wondering. 888-7753-773. And if you're out and about, doing whatever you're doing around the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And if you're black, if you're white, everybody and their mama. You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live. You can podcast. Always podcast if you're not able to sit and watch. But you can be listening on your iPhone, iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour Monday. And every Thursday is, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yep. You are lied to the moment you pop out of your mama's womb. The lies start right there at home. And then it goes out to the schools, and then it goes out to the churches, and then it goes out to the institution. It goes out everywhere. And if you don't know that your life is not working, you say one day it'll be better, but it's going to get better, you say. And it never gets better because you don't overcome the lie. You do not overcome the lie. And most people don't even notice that they've been lied to. And you know why? Because they don't get to know themselves. They don't see that something is driving them and has nothing to do with them. And something else has control of their lives. They think they're in control, but they don't even question, well, if I'm in control, why don't I make a better life? Why do I have a better? Why do I have to feel a certain way? Why am I so emotional? Why don't I just love everybody? Something else is making me feel differently than I would normally feel. Something else is making me do the things that I wouldn't do. What is it? But they take credit and say, well, so I asked, why did you do that? I wanted to. Why did you do it? Because of this and that. They never say because. And most of the time they say, I don't know why I did it. I'm like, get to know yourself. You're going to see you're not in the driver's seat. You're a passenger in your own mind. It's not you. You're not, it's not you. Every man, every woman, every child is being controlled by evil. Look at the state, the condition of our world, and especially home, America, because America first, that's where we live. Look at the trauma and the hatred and the envy and the strife and the revenge of human beings. They are acting worse than animals. And your greatest enemies are in your own family. Your own family members are your enemies. And you can prove me wrong. You can prove me wrong. Look at what they have said and done to you already. Look at how you can't trust them. Look what happens when you finally wake up. They build an army against you, even your own mama, your own brother. That's why Christ came, to separate the family, not unite them, but to separate good from evil, because he knew and he knows that one or two of the family members will be working on themselves to return to the Father. Most won't. But I've noticed over the years, a witness, and nearly every family I've spoken with, and I've spoken to a whole truckload of family members, families and family members over the last 36 years, counseling, the fallenstate.tv, my radio show. We are amazing counseling if you want it. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 for counseling. All right? Individual family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. But, folks, I want you to know, for your sake, but do what you want. You are not in control of your own life. And you never will be. As long as you are angry and out of control and jealous and all that, you've been controlled by evil. And once you overcome that, if you work on yourself, you will be controlled by good, God. Good. Otherwise, you're controlled by evil. Your heart is evil. And then destruction and the depths of evil in human heart is amazing. It's deeper than words can express. It's amazing what your own family member would. I'm stunned. Not stunned, but stunned. A little bit, not a lot. But there's some stuff I've heard and seen that family members have done to family members that's mind-blowing. And it doesn't matter if you're the black family, white family, Catholic family, Christian family, Jewish family, Aloha Abba family, or rich or poor, Armenia. Oh, no, it doesn't even matter. The spirit is the same. It's evil. Until you overcome evil by admitting you are evil. And the things that family members do to one another, and then outside people do to you, and you do to them, mind-blowing. And you don't even question it. You don't go, what the? Because you accept it as you. You think you are doing it. New York Post has reported that a teacher at an elite Catholic boys' school in Ohio admitted she had sex with a 17-year-old student and sent him news. Then accused her husband of neglect when he filed for divorce. Watch this from WLWT.
Yeah, hey, Chris. Emily Nutley had been facing 6 counts of sexual battery, but today she agreed to plead guilty to 2 of the counts. And in exchange for her admitting her guilt, the remaining 4 charges were dropped.
State of Ohio versus Emily Nutley.
Emily Nutley went from the director of academic services at St. X High School to a convicted felon now facing prison time.
And how would you describe your work career?
Long, successful.
Her 18-year career came to an end last year after she was indicted on sexual battery charges.
During her employment, specifically on November 19th and December 8th of 2023, she engaged in sexual conduct with a student of hers. The student was a 17-year-old male.
Today, for the first time publicly, Nutley admitted to the accusations. Investigators say Nutley had been helping the teen with schoolwork, then began having contact with him outside of school hours. They say Nutley sent the teen nude photos and sexually explicit messages, then began to have a sexual relationship with the teen, both on and off school property. Today, Judge Jennifer Branch accepted Nutley's change of plea and convicted her of the 2 felonies.
Amazing, huh? There's no way that that woman did there of herself. She would have never done that if she didn't had known that something else was controlling her. It's not her. She couldn't see. She went with thrills. I'm being told, but I don't know if it's true or not, but it says she's facing 10 years according to a report in prison. I'm telling you, folks, it's not you. God said, and I repeat, and it's not even Bible Thumper Thursday, every human being, everyone who born of the flesh, born through the woman, must be born again of the spirit of the Father. You must return to the Father. Otherwise, you will always be controlled by evil, and you will call it you. It's not you. Stop calling evil you. You're not your vices. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, good or bad. And emotions are not necessary. You've been lied to. When she's crying, she's lying. You've been lied to that emotions are necessary. And the first thing the woman does, she cries. And it's not even her. It's not even her crying. According to legal documents, here's what the teacher said.
So this is from TMZ. According to legal docs obtained by TMZ, Emily's husband, Jonathan, filed for divorce November 2024, only weeks after prosecutors indicted her for having a sexual relationship with a teenage student. In a response to the divorce, Emily claimed her hubby was guilty of gross neglect of duty and extreme cruelty. That's from Mrs. Nutley.
What kind of duty? What? There's no duty in the world. Satan told her to say that. Satan said, blame your husband. Don't blame me, Satan said. Blame your husband. He neglected his duties. Satan never would tell you, you know what, I made you do that. I told you to do it. I gave you the thrill to do it, and it wasn't you. He tell you quickly to blame some outer source. And you believe it because you don't see what's going on inside of you. You believe the lie, and then Satan laugh at you. Just think about it. Satan influenced you to do things that bring harm upon yourself, shame upon yourself, and then he laugh at you, and then he tell you something else to do. When he's done laughing at that, he'll tell you, pretend to be giving you a solution, and it's another setup, and then you go do that what seemed to be the right solution, he laugh again. And you keep going back to the same source for help. If you doubt me, what do you think about this one? You think this woman thought of this idea herself? This is from 6ABC Philadelphia. A magistrate judge in Pennsylvania accused of shooting her ex-boyfriend in the head as he slept has been convicted. Why this?
Judge from Dauphin County faces up to 60 years in prison for shooting her ex-boyfriend as he slept. A jury bust from Delaware County convicted Sonya McKnight of attempted homicide and aggravated assault charges. The shooting happened inside the victim's home in Susquehanna Township in February of last year. Prosecutors say he repeatedly asked McKnight to leave when their relationship ended. McKnight, now suspended as a magisterial judge, shot her estranged husband back in 2019 after inviting him over to help her move furniture. Police deemed that shooting self-defense and never filed any charges.
Amazing. So she has a degree, according to the report. She has a degree. A judge. Ooh, a female judge. And still she's been accused of shooting and killing her boyfriend or her ex. Oh, he didn't die, but shooting, but he didn't die, according to the report. My bad. Isn't that something? Talking about being the judge and the executioner. Just think about I've been told that the guy survived. He's blind in his right eye, according to 6ABC. Amazing, huh? So I thought you're supposed to get smarter, become smarter when you're educated. It ain't work for that one. And I want you to know, it wasn't her. Something else made her mad. Maybe they said the guy didn't want to be with her or something. Or she was jealous or something. Something like that. So he said, you know what, might as well kill that. might as well kill that one.
Nicaragua. Is a country.
Cure that Nicaragua. And then she, okay. She mad. She feeling it. And according to the report, she shot him. And doesn't magistrate sound so judge-like? Like you're the king or the queen of England. It's not you, folks. It is not you. And the sooner you see that, the quicker you'll be free. The sooner you will be free, you will come out of prison. You're in prison of your imagination. William is out of Norway. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, William. Welcome to the show.
Hey. I have two questions. I know this is Women's Monday, but I have my birthday is tomorrow, and I'm having issue with the silent prayer.
What type of issue?
So when I'm doing the silent prayer, like I did this morning, I wake up, wash my face, and did. But the problem is, I can't see the images, but the voice is like. I have no control over it, so I cannot stop that and just watch it.
Okay, you're not supposed to have control over it. That's the whole point. You're supposed to see it, be aware of it, but don't try to control it at all. And that's what God is trying to save you from. Only the spirit of good, God, can take that away from you. You can't take it away. If you try to control it, you're only giving life to it. It will live in you, and it will destroy you.
I'm not trying to control it, but I'm trying to do what you say, like watch it from the, just watch it. But it's impossible to watch it. It's like I'm always, when I do the silent prayer, it's not a prayer. It's more like I'm talking to somebody. I'm every time I try to watch it, I just go inside the thoughts and I go either in the past or in the future. But I'm not able to just watch it and let it go. Or when I try to let it go, it feels like I'm doing something wrong. I just need to watch it, right?
Right, but if you're aware that you're going in an illusion of a past or a future, you are watching it. You just watch that and do nothing about it. And notice how the thoughts try to take you in the past, and you may get caught up there for a minute. And always try to take you in the future. If you're able to see that way, you are watching it.
But let's say I'm thinking about America, right?
Yes.
The thoughts come about America.
Right.
And should I say, oh, no, I don't want to think about America, or...
No, or, just notice you're thinking about America, watch it, yeah. And it'll disappear.
So stopping it is also wrong, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know how to just watch it. Like, I'm getting frustrated when I'm doing the silent prayer.
No, you're getting frustrated because you're trying to do something about it. If you didn't do it, yeah. If you didn't try to do anything about it, it would be impossible to get frustrated. You'll try to stop trying to do anything about it and just be the watcher. That's all you need.
Okay.
You know how you watch it? You know how you're watching TV? Let's say you go to the movie theater and you're sitting in the movie and you're eating popcorn. You have no control of what happened on the screen there, right? In front of you.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there watching it. If it goes to this or that, when it goes off, you're just watching it. Same thing with the thoughts. Same identical thing.
I'm trying to do that with the silent prayer. It's easy to do it just with the images, but you know the voice you hear, like your own voice, that's the one who is making things difficult. Like, it's easy to get tricked and just go into the thoughts and think about many things, like in 1 hour. Like, I think about everything.
I understand. Watch that.
But the images is easy.
But even the voice, be aware of the voices. The images, be aware of the images. Your job, given to you by God, is to be aware. You want to watch. You want to become the watcher. And then all those things will eventually disappear. It's like you're sitting, it's like you are coming home from the market. You're walking home from the market. And when you get right at your house, there on the sidewalk, you see your window. And someone tried to break in your window. You see them, but they don't see you. And you watch it, then you get on your phone and call the police, but you watch it. It's the same way you watch the thought. You see the thoughts, but the thoughts don't see you watching them, but they see the light shining on them, and the light will destroy the darkness. It's just darkness, that's all.
Is this the same also when you are interacting with people? Because I see myself just talking, like, when I don't want to talk, just saying things I don't want to say. I see that after, not when I'm doing it, you know?
But as you become aware, you're going to see yourself talking to people and you're going to be saying stupid stuff, and you'll just stop because you'll catch it. And then you're going to find yourself, if you don't want to talk, you won't. If you do, you will. If you speak, you have something to say. If you don't have anything to say, you won't say anything. You'll be in control of your own life.
Because when I was talking with people, I hear the voice saying, oh, you're just talking out of the ego. But the one thing to talk and say stupid stuff is stronger than that, you know? So yeah,
but
it's the voice telling me it's ego. Right, or it's just let it go also.
Let it go. The voices are never right about anything. It's impossible. Impossible for voices and thoughts to be right. There is no truth. There is no right in voices and thought and thoughts. They're never right. So if you just doubt that, and know that you have no obligation to them, you will see it's been a lie the whole time.
Okay. I have one last question before you go.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I will be 29, you know, and I'm stressing because, like, in 1 year I'll be 30. And I just got the Bible today. Do you have any advice for me, like, moving forward?
Yeah.
So I can start my year right?
Yeah. Stay out of your head about stressing and take care of today. Today's problems are sufficient. Take no thought about tomorrow.
What about the Bible, reading the Bible?
You can read the Bible. Just don't read to remember. Just read it, put it away, and the Spirit of the Father will remind you.
And also yesterday you said about something, seeing that you are evil. For me, it's easy to see that other people are evil, even if I'm doing the same things. But when I'm doing it, I find myself saying, okay, I find myself finding excuses for myself.
And that's not you excusing. That's an evil finding excuses for you, because evil doesn't want you to know that you're evil. And evil will allow you to see evil in others so you can judge them and think that you are better. And that's what all evil people do. All angry people judge others and themselves, but others, because they are evil. And that's what evil is all about. Judgment, playing God.
So what are the ways for me to admit that? Because you have to admit it from the heart, right?
It
must be genuine.
To see that,
and
when you see,
even though I see it intellectually, how can I see it in the heart and be genuine about it and
by
try to change?
By seeing the things that you think about yourself and others, and seeing the things that you do to yourself and others, you will see that as evil. There's no love in it.
And by seeing, you mean having like insight realization, right? Not just in the mind.
Right. Seeing how you think and treat yourself and others.
Okay.
And the thoughts that you're having, the good and the bad, are both evil.
But I never had an insight before. The insight comes from the silent prayer, or should I do something else?
When you're able to see the thought, you are having insight.
Okay, insight, you mean realization, right?
Yeah, you're realizing without even knowing it. You're realizing something's wrong. You're realizing that you're seeing these thoughts. And then wisdom and understanding will come from that. It'll blow your mind.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it, William.
Yes, sir.
All right. 888-775-3773. First time calling Christian. From Florida.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kristen.
Good to hear from you.
You too. Thanks.
My grandfather's a longtime listener, and
Grandpa
told me that. Yeah, my grandfather's a longtime listener, and I know it's a Female Monday, and I wanted to ask this question on behalf of my sisters, even though they're not asking the question themselves. But what is the a female obligation to society and into a marriage?
To love God with all her soul and might above all. Before, to love God first and foremost. Don't love anything before that. Her husband, her children, or anybody. And when she loves what's right, she's going to do the right thing. She will be able to help herself. She will do the right thing.
Well, What would be if she's an atheist and she completely
just let her let her suffer and die. Let her live it or hell.
Oh. I have three sisters, and one of them is close to God, and the other two they don't.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment. The treasure chest is open on D-Live.
We have a concert
back in a
service,
moment.
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best concert service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Nice song. Though I never heard it before, I like the sound of it. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And then Joel Friday TV, you black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV on fire. And today is Mercy and Grace Day for Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. Y'all gonna see energy all over. So much energy, he can't sleep at night. Or just need a nap, like Trump. Trump doesn't get much sleep, I hear. And Trump had a physical the other day. You hear about that? And from what I'm being told by Trump, it's an amazing, all is well. It's that's how you say it, Jay?
Cognizance?
Cognitive function?
There you go.
Cognitive
function. Yeah, it went well. Trump was bragging. So the anchor baby and Trump, energy alone, ungiven to them by God. And then we have a brand new episode of Punch It TV at 2 p.m. today. Watch this.
We have here Kit. He's a dating coach from London.
I think every man wants to be in a position where he has an abundance of women and he is respected by other men.
Yeah, that's a mess. Are you a Christian? To me, a prenup is basically telling the lady, I doubt you. I don't trust you.
There is no such thing as trusting a woman and being right about it.
We're talking about a finger on a nuke.
You'll never divorce because you know and believe that that's not in the cards for you. It's impossible.
If you're married and she cheats, are you leaving?
Amazing. I've not seen that. Joel is the head and handle the punching thing, folks. Not me. Joel is doing the whole thing. Amazing. At 2 p.m. today. Interesting. I didn't know that boy was on there. I don't even know who he is, but it was interesting, it looked like. At 2 p.m. And last but not least, the Women's Forum this Thursday night. This is the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Come on down, ladies, April 17th. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/event for more information. Rebuildingdemand.com/event for more information. Let me go quickly back to Christian, a first-time call out of Florida. Christian, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem, Jesse. Thank you for having me on. I have three sisters. One of them is close to God, and the other two... the oldest one is an atheist, and the middle child is I think she's up in the air. I think she's very confused because she has a lot of different friends that send her astray. And I really, really don't want to abandon my sisters because I love them dearly. But
What do you mean abandon them?
Well, to let them suffer and die.
Just, why not?
It's kind of hard.
Why?
Because they're my family. I can't.
Are they adults?
Yeah, I feel they're waiting too long to find love in a marriage, and they're chasing after false teaching of
But why are you so involved? Why are you so involved in their life? Why don't you live your life? You can't save them. Why don't you stay out of their business and let them suffer and die until they, and if they want to cry out to the Father, and the Father will help them. You can't do anything about it at all. You can't save them. And so to be thinking about it and be emotional about it is only making the situation worse for you.
I understand that, but it's tough, Jesse, because I want them to be happy, and I know the recipe for being happy.
But why do you want something for them that they don't want?
I guess it would make me feel better. I guess
it's so it's for you then, it's not for them.
Yeah. I guess you're right on that aspect.
Am I right or not?
Yeah, you're right. I have to let them live their lives.
It's all about you. It's not about them at all. It's about how what's going to make you feel better. And so that's not love. That's selfishness. That's ego.
This would possibly be true.
It is true.
But I also wanted to ask, what was the back to my original question? That was just weighing on me. And I appreciate your advice on that. And I'll try to let them live their own life. And
leave them alone, man.
God.
You're not God. Stop being a mama.
But I also wanted to know, because for myself, what is the woman's obligation in society? Because I hear the man's
obligation. To love God, just like the man obligation. Women are 100% responsible for themselves when it comes to overcoming the psychological issue, the emotional issue, the spiritual issue. It's her job is to forgive her mother and her father, return to God, love what's right, love the truth more than she does her husband, her cat, her dog, her mama, her daddy, her brother, her sister. If she want to be free, she too have to see that she's evil, go and forgive, and she'll be fine.
Okay. And also,
when she's one with the Father, she gonna, just as men, would naturally be right and do right. But if she's not one with the truth, she can never be right nor do right.
Okay. Hey, because I'm 31 years old and I'm still looking for the one woman. But
you should never be looking for a woman. You're gonna find the devil.
Oh.
You should,
I don't want to find that.
Then you better stop immediately looking. You should only look for truth. Love the truth with all your heart, soul, and might. And the truth will add unto you what you should have. But if you look for a woman, you're putting that before God, and you're going to always end up with the devil. It ain't going to never work.
Okay. That's good advice, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
I'll stop looking for that. And my second question was, do you believe, because my grandfather is a big proponent of Israel, and we butt heads on this topic a lot. I think that Israel is in a fallen state, and I don't believe that it is what Christians believe as basically a holy land that they need to protect. And they need to.
Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, sorry. Yeah. They need to protect, and that they need to sacrifice their their treasure and their youth to protect for another country, another ideology.
So what's your question again? I'm sorry.
Israel in a fallen state.
Yes. Israel is in a fallen state. America is in a fallen state. The whole world is in a fallen state. Absolutely.
All right. So do you believe that America should try to save Israel if it gets into a issue?
Israel is our allies, meaning friends. If they have to go to war to fight to protect Israel, yes, absolutely. Because from what I can tell, they are our only ally in that part of the world. And you're not supposed to abandon a friend.
But have they really been a friend?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
They've supported anti-Christian regime and supported massacres in Armenia.
That's happened in America.
With Azerbaijan. I know, and I'm not happy
We support America?
Well, no, in its pursuits overseas, I don't think we should support America.
No, America has done that to other nations too. Should we support America?
Well, yes. It's the best country that we got.
Is it wrong that America have done that?
100%.
So why is, and you say it's wrong that Israel have done that, right?
Yes.
So why would you support one wrong but not the other?
I don't support the wrongs at all.
America. You still support America.
I support the concept that America was founded on. I don't support its government.
But when you support the concept, you are supporting its government. But let me do this, Christian. Can you call me on this tomorrow because of time?
Sure, no problem.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, thank you so much for your time.
And leave your sisters alone, man. You ain't God.
I know. I just want to help them dearly.
You can't help it. You can't even help yourself.
This is probably true.
It is true. All right, buddy.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
All right. 888-7753-773. Cora from Michigan. Cora, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. So I just wanted to touch base on, like, fellowship yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I realized that I still am facing a fear when you brought up, like, because I actually didn't know this. I don't know how, I just didn't, but I didn't know that there was, like, a sin that can't be forgiven. And as soon as you said that, I would just, like, felt like I couldn't move. I was, like, just completely in fear. And I noticed it, and I just really decided to let it go. But I noticed throughout the whole night and even this morning, there's, like, so many things that the devil's been putting in my mind to make me think that I could have committed that, or bringing up times where I could have said something that committed that. And I know in my heart to let the thoughts go. I know that. And I just feel like calling you would maybe help me kind of push that a little bit more, because every part of me doesn't want to listen to that. But I just keep thinking, like, oh my gosh, what if I did it here? What if I committed that sin here? Like,
what's
and it? When you said, hey, I don't know what it was, like, it was just like it started with a P, I think. It was like, if you, like, pretend God or Satan is God or something like that.
If you give Satan, for God is healing, and you're saying Satan did it, you're calling God evil, and you're saying that.
Yeah.
Right. But have you done that or something?
I don't think so. I wouldn't put money on it, but my mind is going a million miles an hour thinking of times I said something that could have maybe, like, been something like that.
No,
or
stop
something.
That. Stop it. Let those thoughts pass. Okay. That's not true. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Drop those thoughts. Don't hold on to them. Let that pass. That's not true.
I know. And I like know that in my heart. I'm like, okay, like, let's be realistic here, Cora. I don't think I did that, but I just I don't know. It really put me back in my seat, and it kind of got me a little distracted. And I really am seeking. I believe I am seeking God first, and I don't want something silly like that to sway me from possibly knowing peace.
The devil told you right away, "Oh, Corey, you may have done that." What the? It's not true. It's a thought.
Yeah.
It's
I'm thinking of memories of times I've said something when I was in like an evil state that could have been that, or like.
No. Salvation is of the heart and not of the thought. So you're fine. Just don't believe that. Let that pass. And let's say you can't let it go right away. Relax in it. Take the pain, but don't call it you. It'll be taken away from you.
Okay, so don't let that. Because when you said you can just hang up the silent prayer, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, so don't hang up the silent prayer.
No.
Don't, like, let go of. Okay.
No, Corey, what the?
Listen, I'm telling you, I don't know. It just got me thinking, could I have done that? Thinking in times I could have said something that could have been that, but I really don't think I've committed that. And even if I did, it's already done with now. Like, I can't do anything about it now.
Right, and God is not holding that against you. Believe me.
Well, when you said he doesn't forgive you, I couldn't let that go.
No, let that go. He don't worry about that. If you did something like that, you were unconscious. The Pharisees knew what they were doing. And they were trying to deceive the people.
Oh, that's okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Because like, if I ever was to say something about God, and even if I am in a conscious state, like sometimes I say something and I don't know until like I realize, oh my God, I didn't even know I said that in the wrong way. I always correct myself. Like I'll never go with evil when I realize I'm wrong.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But the Pharisees, the Pharisees were jealous of Christ. They were jealous of the preacher and the impact he was having on the people. And they were trying to deceive the people by telling them that Jesus was doing the work of the devil, that somehow or another that was Satan working through him. And for them doing that, trying to deceive the people, they are doomed for hell.
Yeah, like they're consciously like doing that, knowing they were like, that was like directively evil.
Absolutely.
I don't think, so I can let this go and continue to move forward and not think about that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so 100%. Much. I won't take any more of your time. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Relax, Corey. You're doing fine.
Okay. Thank you. Every time I talk to you, I always reel myself back to reality, so it's really a blessing.
And remember to always doubt every thought. That is just not true.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Madi says, amazing. Much love to JLP and crew. Love you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
John says, life is simple. Death is just a complicated lie. It's not really complicated. It just seems that way in the fallen state.
It's not even real. The only death is the ego, the false self death. Ego. Thank you.
Imp Hands gave a subscription on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Thank you. Amazing. Gotta know how to rumble.
Luke, I was just watching the Amber Rose fallen state, and when she was explaining how she got thoughts about her kids falling out the window, she said, where in the H-E double toothpicks, hell, did that come from? Which is ironic. She also mentioned that she creates thoughts after watching a movie or TV. Also proves the point. You never had an original thought in your life. Amazing.
That's true. Thank you. Just catch Amber Rose recent second appearance on thefallenstate.tv. TheFallenState.tv. And you can become a member of The Fallen State now on YouTube and The Fallen State. Check it out.
Very nice. Lisa, Five Coffees. You showed up on my feed 2 weeks ago. Didn't understand why until I listened to your show. Jesse, one show and you straightened me out. I cannot believe it. All those ugly feelings and thoughts gone.
Nice.
It's like you know my story exactly.
Your story is every human being's story. Really. Nothing new under the sun. It's just some situations are different, but the same serving. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Eric, three coffees. Women's favorite pastime is appearing as a victim.
Amazing. You can say that again. Except those women who are waking up now, for sure. Thank you.
Derek in Tennessee, five coffees sent privately. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Derek. Amazing.
I'll pass that along to JLP.
Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, does that mean that if I want grandkids, I need to try and stop them from overcoming? Laughing face.
No, you need to be the light. All you need to do is be the light, and the light will work on your behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. That's funny. Someone bought three coffees, no message.
Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. She should block her sister, because if she doesn't, she's leaving a door open for Satan in her life. Sister already told her who she is and whom she serves. Not blocking her is ego and thrills.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Julie. And as I said earlier, your enemy are your family members. Amazing. Right there in your own family. What's up? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, she said it all when she said, I'm hoping she changes or something like that.
Yeah. There was a discussion about this in fellowship yesterday. Check it out. I don't have time to explain it. RebuildingAman.com/church. RebuildingAman.com/church. All right. Check it out.
Affirmative Action Friday. Church entered, centered around women again. Beta.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, they saw church on Friday or something?
Read between the lines.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know what it means. Make it clear, but thank you.
Thank you, Affirmative Action Friday.
Yeah.
Lori, morning, Jesse. Thank you for church. I love what you say about not thinking of the outcome, to just do what's in front of me and trust God. Biblical question answer.
Stop thinking about that. Take advantage of the opportunity. Opportunities are always there. Take advantage of the opportunity, whatever it might be, and never think about the outcome. And you can't go wrong. Don't be double-minded. Be single-minded. Oh, amazing. Thank you. And the biblical question, what was the first temple God made?
I think it was Adam, because we are the temple. We are the church, not some building, says Lori.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Barry on Cash App. What's wrong with the Blatts? Love you, Jesse.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it.
Scott says tip. Nice.
Thank you, Scott.
Anthony, White Flight 707 departs 10 minutes for Mars. Bye.
Amazing. Got to go somewhere.
Anthony,
thank you.
Why is it so important that Jesus be God?
Because the people are brainwashed and they got to believe something, even if it's not true. Amazing. Thank you.
Good morning, Monday. Monday female, that is, JLPS.
Monday will always be Female Monday.
Kayla, thank you so much, Jesse and Bond.
Thank you, Kayla. Amazing. Thank you for your support. I got to try to get at least a couple of calls.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. I'm looking at the clock, folks. It's just crazy. Tara out of Virginia. Tara, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I had a quick question for you. I just wanted to pick your brain. So for people that say, like, they're Christian, how come people celebrate practice Christianity instead of Judaism when Jesus was a Jew? That's always confused me.
Because the Christians are Christians and not of the Jewish religion.
So why is there a separation between Judaism and Christianity?
Because religion is created by men, and they created different religions so they can control the people.
All right. So that part I get, like the baptism, Baptists and Seventh-day Adventists and things of that nature. But if we want to follow Jesus, and Jesus was Jewish, then wouldn't we be Jewish instead of... Because I didn't see anywhere like it said you have to be a Baptist, you have to be a Christian in the Bible. I was just thinking like, okay, we're going to follow Jesus. Jesus was Jewish, so then we should all be celebrating Judaism.
No, when you truly follow Jesus, you're not Jewish, not Gentile. You're none of those things. You're neither black nor white. You're neither male nor female. You're neither poor nor rich. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. You're none of those things if you truly follow Jesus.
Gotcha. So if you're truly following Jesus, then you don't have to put a name to the religion, whether it's Christian, Judaism, baptism, none of that stuff.
Absolutely.
You just follow Jesus.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been thinking about that for a couple of years now, and every now and then it just kind of pops up. So I said, well, let me pick Jesse's brain and see what his opinion is.
Nice.
So thank you.
You're welcome, Tara. I am so out of time, folks. Female Monday was amazing. Tomorrow in Country Western Tuesday. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Those who want it. Other people stay in your hell and die. Just stay in your hell. I'm fine. God is fine with it. Jesus is fine with it. And I'm fine with it. Stay in your hell. For those who want to overcome, get to know yourself. Forgive. Admit your evil. See that you're evil first. Admit it to yourself. You don't have to tell anybody. And go and forgive your mama and forgive your daddy. You must be born again of the Spirit of the Father, right? Do the silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. You got to drop that anger. Anger is evil. Anger separates you from truth, from life, from God. Jay out of Los Angeles. Brian, a first-time call out of Illinois. William, a first-time call out of Virginia. And call it just drop. I'm out of time. Hake is coming up now. Alpha Hake, Joy of Friday TV at 11 Pacific time. And 12, the American Anchor Baby. And at 2 p.m., Punching TV. Look like I'll be excited. I can't wait to see it. Punching.TV. Bye, folks. And thank you for your donation, Super Chat. James, we got to start those the first thing in the morning. If the Lord is willing and agreed, all right. Remind me, Derek, my producer. Take care, folks. Have a good day. Thank you for your support.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com rebuildingtheman.com/stores and get Parcheesi's